it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
What's up, Raider Nation? Matt Holder from Silver and Black Pride here, bringing you a Friday podcast on a Thursday with the Raiders taking on the Rams on Thursday Night Football this week. It's going to be a shorter episode with no mailbag this week because of the time crunch, and there hasn't been quite as much news with the quick turnaround, but I did want to make sure I at least got the injury report out to you guys before the game so you have an idea of who's going to be playing tonight. That's enough of me blabbering, so let's move on to me blabbering about stuff you actually care about, and let's do it. Alright, we'll kick things off with some of the best news from the week, which is the Raiders have somehow managed to revive their playoff hopes with this 3-game win streak, so I figured I'd give you guys an update on the wildcard standings and give you some insight on who to root for this weekend. So, the Bengals and the Dolphins currently hold the 5th and 6th seeds in the AFC and have a 3-game lead over the Raiders, so we'll focus on that third wildcard spot, which is held by the New York Jets, who have a 2-game lead over Las Vegas. The Jets will go to Buffalo to take on the Bills this Sunday, so if the Raiders can take care of business tonight, there's a good chance they pick up a game on the Jets. Meanwhile, the Raiders are also behind the Patriots and the Chargers by a game, while New England has an easier game this week against the Arizona Cardinals on Monday Night Football, and the Chargers get the Dolphins on Sunday Night Football. The Browns and the Steelers are tied with the Raiders at 5-7, and Cleveland goes to Cincinnati this Sunday, while Pittsburgh hosts Baltimore. In summary, you should be rooting for the Bills, Dolphins, Cardinals, Bengals, and Ravens this weekend. On a somewhat related note, the Raiders are set to take on the Patriots next week in a game that was supposed to be on Sunday Night Football. However, the NFL has flexed that game out of primetime, and kickoff will now be at 1:05 p.m. PST instead. The Washington Commanders and New York Giants will be the nightcap next week, so make sure to adjust your weekend plans accordingly. Chandler Jones had a breakout performance last week with 3 sacks after only having a half in the first 11 games of the season, and Jones played so well that he was named AFC Defensive Player of the Week for Week 13 and was the first Raider to win the honor this season. Congrats to Chandler, and let's keep the momentum rolling tonight! Since we're on the topic of Raiders players getting recognized, this year's Walter Payton Man of the Year Award nominees were named for every team across the league this week. Las Vegas' representative will be punter AJ Cole. All 32 nominees will receive up to a $40,000 donation in their name to their charity of choice, and the winner will receive up to $250,000 donation. Cole's charity is the Special Olympics Nevada, as he's been an advocate for people with intellectual disabilities even before he headed to Las Vegas and before his college days at NC State. Fans are encouraged to participate in a challenge on Twitter by using the hashtag WPMOYChallenge and including Cole's name or his Twitter handle, at AJCole90, and the winner of that contest will receive an additional $25,000 for their charity, second place will get $10,000, and third place $5,000. So, if you're on Twitter, make sure to get those tweets in so our guy can win, and a big congrats to AJ. I always love hearing about these types of stories about Raiders doing good in the community. On to our weekly roster updates. The biggest news in that regard is that defensive tackle Kyle Pecco has been called up from the practice squad to the active roster. This marks the third time that Pecco has been called up, as he's played in 3 out of the team's last 4 games, so he'll no longer be eligible to return to the Raiders practice squad and is likely on the roster for the rest of the year. In a corresponding move, defensive lineman Kendall Vickers has been released. However, Adam Hill of the Las Vegas Review-Journal tweeted that the team may look to bring Vickers back. To fill the void on the practice squad, the Raiders signed linebacker Austin Calitro. A 5-year veteran from Villanova, Calitro has played in 50 games with 11 starts and 102 total tackles in his career. He's played for a different team every season, including the New York Giants, where he made 2 starts and played in 5 games at the beginning of this year. In another practice squad move, the Browns have plucked linebacker Reggie Ragland off of Las Vegas' practice squad and onto their active roster, as they lost one of their starting linebackers to a torn ACL last week. Ragland was officially signed on November 10th, so he's in Vegas for less than a month. For our weekly visits update, the Raiders hosted CFL quarterback Nathan Rourke, running back Abram Smith from Baylor, wide receiver Jarris Stearns from Western Kentucky, quarterback/wide receiver Khalil Tate from Arizona, safety Nate Metters from UCLA, and defensive back Daniel Isom from Washington State. All right, moving on to the injury report, and with this week's schedule, I'll stick to the guys who have a game day designation since the Raiders technically didn't practice this week. They just did walkthroughs, which is pretty common for teams playing on Thursday Night Football. The following players have been ruled out: defensive tackle Andrew Billings, fibula, hence why Pekka was called up; linebacker Jayon Brown, hand, so expect to see more of Luke Masterson tonight; tight end Jesper Horsted, concussion, so more of playing time for Jacob Hollister; and the biggest and most significant injury, cornerback Rocky Sin is out with a knee, meaning Amik Robinson and Sam Webb should be in line for more playing time. The following Raiders are currently questionable for tonight: cornerback Tyler Hall, back, and running back Josh Jacobs, quad and calf. And the quad injury is new, but Jacobs has played through the calf in the last 2 weeks, and something tells me he's not going to be sitting out tonight. As for the Rams, they're pretty beat up. Quarterback Matthew Stafford is on injured reserve, and the Rams have claimed Baker Mayfield off waivers this week, so we could see Mayfield under center tonight, but that might be a little unrealistic given the short turnaround. Wide receivers Cooper Kupp and Allen Robinson are also on IR, while Aaron Donald, Terrell Lewis, David Long, and Traven Howard have all been ruled out. Cornerback Troy Hill is questionable, so like I said, the Rams are pretty beat up heading into tonight. That'll do it for this week's episode, and as your weekly reminder, the Raiders play tonight on Thursday Night Football at 5:15 PST on Amazon Prime. So, if you don't have an Amazon Prime membership, you might have to invest in one or scrounge the depths of the internet to find a streaming link. As always, thank you guys for listening. Follow me on Twitter, @mholder95. Follow Silver and Black Bride. Until next time, guys.